Take America Back.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great start to the beginning of the week. Here we are at Hump Day, which means if it's a rough week, you can almost see the end of it, right? There's a reason why they say TGIF, and there's a reason why that acronym has stuck around for a very long time. However, so many of us, many of you listening to this show, are what we call third shifters. We all work lopsided, upside down hours, and a lot of people don't have that traditional Saturday-Sunday off. In fact, they have like Monday or Tuesday. So welcome to the beginning of the work week if you fall into that category. It's just the way things have unfolded with technology and the various occupations that people have. Third shifters comprise anywhere between 28 and 30 million people, they say now. I mean, they're kind of loosey-goosey statistics, but hey, rock on, because we fall into that category here on
ATN. Loosey-goosey people, too.
That's right. That's right. We are loosey-goosey people, aren't we? With our coffee and our five-hour energy and whatever else it is that people use to keep themselves pumped up and awake. And especially, too, in the nursing industry, sometimes in the trucking industry, although they're really, with the logs and everything, they're very careful about that. You'll have hours where people are working straight through, even 10-hour work days, 4 days a week, and then the 3 days off, which I think sounds good. I think in some cases with some occupations that might work a little bit better. Hey, just to be working is a good thing for many people in America, because what are we always talking about? Unemployment numbers, underemployed. In fact, the focus of our presidential election is jobs and the economy. There's so many other things and so many other concerns, but when it comes right down to it, there is no doubt what ails America is unemployment, is jobs, is the shrinking middle class. And today, more numbers were released to support that. The Census Bureau threw out some scary numbers. And here they are, easy to digest. You ready for this? And I hope that many of you don't find yourselves in this category. But the overall poverty rate has climbed to 15.1%. That's a pretty high number, right? And that means a 6% jump in 1 year. 1 year. And you could look at the statistics and I could dive further into them. I'm just going to tell you a couple quick things that I found that I pulled out of the report that were interesting. The number of people in poverty last year was 46.2 million. Now, that's the biggest number they've had in 52 years, okay? So now, as I said, the number jumps up, a huge percent, 15.1. And so it's amazing, sadly, where we're headed, the direction that we're going in. You've had inflation, the crazy interest rates, unemployment. You know, there's a lot of things that we could obviously point to as to why the number is where it's at. But the income, the household income, the median, or what you would call the midpoint, was $49,000. I'm going to give you the specifics. $49,445, down 2.3% from 2009. And they're looking at a couple of different things to come up with these numbers. One was the rising demand for food stamps, because that's the first thing you say, well, what was the criteria of that? Why do we have these staggering numbers? The high unemployment numbers also would be rolled into that. That would be part of that poverty index, if you will. You know, you've got more than two out of five out of work, more than 2 out of 5. And it's really lousy when it comes to young adults and a lot of kids that are going to college, coming out of college. So with a degree, without a degree. Now, starting with that information and looking at who is there on the platforms on, let's say, the Republican side of things, because now they've had a bunch of debates. There's more that are coming down the pike. And then the current occupant of the White House, across the board, the electability of all these people, who is the right one to lead the country in a different direction and turn that number upside down and reverse it? Reverse that number. I mean, you can feel it. You can see it. Just, you know, I challenge all of you, and I say this all the time, just really open your eyes and take a look in your neighborhoods, neighboring neighborhoods even. Drive around and see if you see a lot of foreclosed signs, or forget even the foreclosed signs, people selling. Then you find out, why are they selling? Why are they getting out of there? It's not because they're moving on up and they've got some great big job in the city, as the song says. It's that they can't afford the house any longer, right? And then you go to the grocery store and you look down at your bill and you're like, whoa, I am not kidding you. I was in line at the grocery store. This is not made up. There was a young guy behind me. He had a loaf of bread and a bunch of ramen noodles. It's not even funny. And then there was a couple behind him, and I noticed that they also, too, had ramen noodles, and I thought, what is there, a run on ramen noodles, or is everybody, this is the cheapest thing we can get in the store, so this is a way that you can spread out the meals. You know, I'm just thinking out loud, because to me that was always a college thing that you did, and definitely none of these people were in college. It's really rough. And notice, too, the amount of coupons that you're getting in these papers, they have shrunk as well. All right, we're not going to tackle this and solve this problem in this hour of America tonight. I just wanted to give you those statistics that were pretty ugly about how many Americans are living in poverty according to the census. But we're going to seg into a couple of other things. We're going to do that coming up on the flip side. One, we're going to look at what Petraeus had to say. It's so hard not to say General Petraeus, because, you know, my mind is thinking of Afghanistan, and I'm thinking of the NATO and the Afghan forces that are going after some Taliban attacks that have happened in the last couple of days. But Petraeus talking about where we are with al-Qaeda and the direction that we're headed, and how confident he feels, and ultimately where that clash is heading. Because remember, 2014 is supposed to be the date where all of our troops are gone, theoretically, from Afghanistan. So we're going to jump to that. Also, we're going to talk about Janet Napolitano on the Hill testifying as to having no knowledge of Fast and Furious. And by now, you all know what Fast and Furious is. The whole gun-running thing, drug cartels, ringing any bells? We'll refresh you on it if you don't know. And what she had to say, that's coming up as well. So hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Our next segment, but before we do that, I promised we would talk about what Petraeus had to say as far as Al-Qaeda is concerned, and that's where we are here on ATN. As you know, we definitely move to the beat of a different drummer, often zigging and zagging in a couple of different directions, and there's a reason for the madness here, and it's because we've seen how many things affect our world and what happens in our own backyards, and certainly one of them is the fight against Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or lone wolf terrorists, because we're investing human resources and money into this cause. Just remembering 9/11 10 years later on Sunday, it opens up all this discussion, because you can't forget about the troops and everything that has been poured into the drive to go after terrorists. And that was blown wide open when our world was altered on 9/11 in 2001. So where are we? And everybody's trying to measure all of that. And the now CIA director, David Petraeus, had his first public appearance because he's now the face of the dark side of government. So going after the bad guys in a different way. The Spook Squad. He's the leader of the Spook Squad. That's what I like to think of him as. So anyway, Al-Qaeda has been his cause for a while, and now it's just in a different direction. So he talked about what's happening to leadership. And he talked about the successes, the takedowns of some key leaders, Osama bin Laden, he mentioned that. and talking about making the whole network as weak as possible and much less capable than when it attacked America 10 years ago. But he also talked about bin Laden's replacement, and he talked about the fact that al-Qaeda's leadership is underground. They're basically pulling a mole. They've been driven underground. But what does that do with sympathizers? And ultimately, the question of lone wolf terrorists and how dangerous they can be. So here's a little snippet of his swearing-in ceremony slash, let's call it, first public appearance.
All of this amounts again to a window of vulnerability for core al-Qaeda and a window of opportunity for us and our allies. We must maintain the pressure and exploit this opportunity. These setbacks have shaken al-Qaeda's sense of security in Pakistan's tribal areas, driving the remaining leaders underground to varying degrees and shifting a good bit of attention from terrorist plotting to security and survival.
One thing I like that he said that you didn't hear there is he talked about it would be an error to conclude that we have a reason to gloat and a reason to soften our focus, because that's my concern, that there's no foot on the gas. And also that we don't know what direction we're going in, which has to me always been the problem of what is the end game in Afghanistan, what was the end game in Iraq, and ultimately, what about the rest of the map when it comes to the Middle East? Because let's face it, that's where most of our efforts lie, certainly. So he mentioned that there's no way that we can sit here and kick back and say, that's great, we killed this guy, we killed bin Laden, we went after the heart and soul of al-Qaeda, and we were able to do that. And it's like he said, the terrorists who want to do harm, to destroy any institution or to kill Americans without conscience, that's what makes it such a dangerous organization and one that you can't just say, well, we've knocked off so many, it's not as big of a threat. And driving them underground is a double-edged sword, to say the least. It'll be interesting to see, I think, the transition of Petraeus from his role as the general into the CIA role. Theoretically, and I guess in practical application, he has the contacts, the information. He's just switching his focus to lead the CIA versus being that general on the ground and leading the troops. So he's still part of that web, and you would think that what he learned on the ground especially, and with the troops, and with what was happening in some of these really remote areas in Afghanistan, will only help his position as the CIA director. I'll tell you, it's a position I would not want, however. When you think of how the troops in Afghanistan, because of, you know, ultimately I think that their hands are tied behind their backs too much, with the rules of engagement and all of that. And then with the CIA, think of the pummeling they took a couple of years ago when it came to interrogation tactics and all of that, and the world looking at the CIA with a big microscope, and it seemed like 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue didn't have their back, so much so that the president had to run down to the CIA and make a big speech, a private speech to the people that were there to say, listen, we have your back, because they felt like a lot of people were bailing and didn't want these careers in the CIA anymore, because they would just get turned over and blamed for things that happened, even though they were doing them by the so-called book. And we could do 5 shows on that. We absolutely could. So let's see what that transition is for Petraeus. And let's see what happens with the Al-Qaeda, octopus-like tentacles, and how many people with these jihadist websites have been spurned into action and are just laying in wait. I hate to be so cynical. Let's hope that there's a lot less than what we suspect. I certainly hope so. All right, speaking of suspecting, do you suspect, when we talk about heads of organizations, and we moved to Homeland Security. And the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, do you suspect that Janet Napolitano had absolutely no knowledge of Fast and Furious? Do you believe that she didn't have any knowledge, that Eric Holder, the Attorney General, had no knowledge? When you think of the resources that were put into play to make this happen, I mean, how do you have the ATF, how do you have our Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives doing what they're doing and in the Fast and Furious op and have nobody signing off on this? Have nobody in an upper level position saying, okay, what's happening here? What's going on? Sure, I approve this. I think that we'll find something out with this gun running op, because the idea is we're going to track weapons to Mexican drug cartels. Obviously, you know, it's like a brainstorming meeting. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall there? When they came up with this, nobody found any flaws in this. So last week you have Eric Holder saying he had no knowledge of what was happening and was insulted that he was asked the question that, about whether he knew anything or not. Now you have Janet Napolitano, who is before the House and saying in a committee, saying she had no knowledge on this operation whatsoever. And both saying that, you know, more facts will be revealed. What facts? What facts are they? I mean, there are a couple of investigations going on, and this is going to continue for a few more months for sure. For one, you have the House Governmental Affairs Committee. They're running an investigation into this, and I think that there has to be somebody who knew something. It doesn't make any sense to me. And they rearranged the people who had direct involvement and moved them to other positions. I mean, what in the world is that about? Give me a break. Even Attorney General last week defended his decision to transfer somebody rather than fire the director, Ken Melson, saying, oh, no, he's been great for, you know, 30 years, so why should we fire him? What? Come on. Somebody knew something. Somebody knew something. It's just a question of who. Stay with us.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The summer, at least partially, of Casey Anthony and the fact that she wasn't convicted of the crime of killing her two-year-old daughter. And this was a long time in the making, getting her to trial. If you remember, 3 years she was basically in prison, and they were looking for 3 years, or forever it seemed, for Kaylee Anthony, and ultimately found the young girl's body not very far from her grandparents' house out in the weeds, basically, which is, to me, the saddest part of this whole thing, because it's the victims. It's the victims that are too often forgotten. So the whole focus was on her, and, you know, everybody was fascinated with did she do it or didn't do it, and all the other angles of that case. So much so, and you know, because we couldn't help not cover this when we talked about justice, because I think there should be justice for all, and so often there isn't justice for all. Just like in the previous segment where I'm talking about, you know, the Fast and the Furious, and ultimately a Border Patrol agent loses his life, and because it's one of our guns. One of our guns is directly related to that, and that's ridiculous. Nobody really truly answers for that crime or the crime of moving those guns the way they did. They just get moved on and promoted to other offices, and the higher-ups say they had no idea. So nobody apparently knew anything about that. So now we seg into this thing again, Justice for All and the Victims with Casey Anthony, and the fact that she is just a scourge on the face of the earth to so many people, that the idea was that she was going to write a book and there was going to be a movie about her and all these other things, when really she's kind of in hiding because so many people have a want, they want to get Casey Anthony, I guess. And the story still for most is just as it was in the O.J. Simpson outcome. Did they really not do it? Did they do it? I mean, it's just human nature to speculate on it. Our court said no, so ultimately we live in a nation where you're innocent until proven guilty. And in the case of Casey Anthony, too many people think the ball was dropped. I personally am one of those as well. I think they missed the boat. I think the prosecution overshot by going for the death penalty. And the people on that jury just were not going to go there with the evidence that was in front of them. They were not going to go for life, death penalty, any of that. I think if they hadn't shot so high, maybe the outcome would have been different. So with all the speculation in the news media in a frenzy to try to get interviews with whoever they can connected to the case, meaning the parents or her or whatever, finally, Dr. Phil is the guy who comes up with the interview, and he talks with George and Cindy Anthony, and you can just imagine how many people want to watch Dr. Phil because of this. And that's the idea when you're in syndicated TV, to get the most sensational, controversial, whatever guest that you can get. So they talked to Dr. Phil, and I think it was worth you hearing a little bit of this, because I have a feeling many of you are not sitting there in the afternoons TiVoing Dr. Phil or watching that show. So listen to what first George and then Cindy Anthony had to say when they were asked the questions about their daughter.
I was very, very tough on my daughter. I wanted answers. I wanted to know where Keely was at. It started out being a nice general conversation, and all of a sudden I turned a little belligerent with my daughter. I screamed, hollered at her to tell me what was going on. We could fix this. And Casey just says, "Dad, Zanny took her. She has her." And I said, "Well, where's she at? Let's go get her."
Were you suspicious of her at that point?
Oh, I didn't believe two-thirds of the things she was telling me.
Looking back now, I'm almost wondering if she didn't develop postpartum schizophrenia or some type of issue after her pregnancy, a hormonal type of illness. I mean, and that's my perception, because none of those behaviors were exhibited prior to her pregnancy. No, not when it came to his family as far as Casey and Kaylee. George would never have put us through those 6 months of not knowing where Kaylee was if he knew where Kaylee was. Because I watched his heart break every single day, and I watched him as frantic as he was.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. With listening to what she said there, I didn't buy any of that nonsense about the father, and she was, she was brutalized by her father, not for lack of a better word. She was abused by her father, I guess is a better way to say that, when she was a kid, and then the whole thing with the pool and all that. I don't think so. I think that was just more of the cockamamie craziness that went on in that courtroom. And to me, if I were boiling it down and analyzing it, which we did, and many of you called to talk about thinking she was innocent or she wasn't innocent or what's going to happen now or any of that kind of stuff, because it became such a big story and such a big case, I'm glad in a way that they're talking about it, because everybody's pursuing them anyway, and it would be a non-ending game. But I think for them to be able to say that it broke their heart, and that, you know, the father didn't do those things, and, you know, whatever, I think was what people wanted to hear anyway. They wanted to hear what was going on with that relationship. And, you know, ultimately though, saying that the daughter might have come up with some kind of schizophrenia. Maybe that's the answer. Who knows? I mean, the bottom line is this. Nobody is going to answer for the crime of killing that little girl. Nobody's going to answer for that. That's it. It's gone. That case is gone. They cannot retry her. It's history. It's gone. And that's what happened. So the victim, once again, is just left out there dangling. It's the victim that nobody can answer for. So we will never, I don't think, truly know. And they didn't clear that up. They didn't truly say, yes, I believe my daughter did this. I know she did. She slipped. She said something from me. There wasn't any kind of answer like that. So you're never going to hear that uttered, I think, from any of them. Never. So still that mystery, even though certainly we have beliefs of what happened, that mystery is always going to be there. All right, there's no mystery in this one. I'm going to want you to hear these 911 calls first, and then you be the judge, but I'm pretty certain I'm going to go to the dungeon on this one. Manny Ramirez apparently has a little bit of a temper, and enough that it panicked his wife, and she decided to make the call, and here's what it sounded like.
I'm a mom. What is your emergency?
Hi, my husband just hit me.
Where did he hit you? In the face?
In my face, in my head, in the bed. I have a bump in my head.
Ooh. All right. So if she was making that call, you know that he's going to be in trouble for that. And Manny Ramirez ultimately is one of those guys who does have one of those hair trigger tempers. If you've seen anything or watch anything that has happened with him in the baseball world. But once you go beyond that step, then you're going to get picked up, then you're going to have to get bailed out, and then you're going to have to answer some questions. So I say forget the questions, because we were just talking about victims. Let's just let him cool down in our special cell. Now, you know how this works. Once we put him in the dungeon, there is a way for him to get out. I will do this. I will send Manny Ramirez a key. I'm sure my baseball friends will love that. And I will offer him a chance to tape an interview with us, come on the show live, whatever, and talk about what happened. So he's been released from jail after this dispute. But I think he needed to spend a little bit more time in there and cool off his heels. But our dungeon's a little bit different anyway. So without further ado, Matt Johnson, let's let him in there.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, so his career is headed in a spiraled downward direction, and his personal life obviously is pointed in the same direction. Once again, this is something happening in Florida, and he was arrested on Monday night on charges of domestic violence and charged with battery. And his wife, you know, his wife made that call. There was a report filed by the Broward County sheriff's people down there, and it was exactly what she said. He was charged with hitting his wife, Juliana, the woman you heard on the 911 call, in the face, and she had a bump on her head. He apparently hit her with an open hand that caused her to hit her head against the headboard in their room. Wow. Domestic violence. They caught this one, though, anyway. Kicking the can down the road. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression question is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
So people don't give a shit about. Go down the curb, let no dang out. But so people don't give a shit about. But people decide to change in hand. And there's a pretty bit of the soldier band. You know the good. Get on the good. You know the good. Get on the good. But ain't nothing going on.
All right, let's take some calls. We've talked about a couple of different things here. Victim seems to keep coming up. 800-259-5791. Rick in Illinois, how are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
I was just talking about Kate Anthony. She's just as guilty as O.J. Simpson. She done it. And her mom and dad's not going to admit to it. They know she done it. They're not going to come out and admit to it. Cindy said something about maybe she had a tumor in her head or two, you know, that might have caused her to do what she did or whatever. They made all kinds of excuses for her. But they know deep down inside that she done it. So.
I think they do, too. I mean, what would that be like to carry that around, though, when you were with the young girl, your granddaughter, and now you live through this nightmarish 3 years, and all of a sudden they're talking about she might have had a seizure on the day that the 2-year-old, I mean, you know, I can't even imagine anybody listening to me, man or woman, can you imagine being, if you have children, being in that situation? Because your instinct is always to protect your kid, but now you have your child and this situation with the grandchild. So I think they're just trying to come up with something that people can grasp that'll say, oh, well, maybe that's what happened. Because Dr. Phil gets this exclusive interview, and this is, what, 2 months after she was acquitted of the murder. And could there be, as I said, a more sensational criminal trial? It was got massive media attention. And so to me, though, the sad thing is the little girl, nobody answers for this crime, Rick.
Well, she can't be tried again. So
nope.
I think her mom and dad finally realized that Zandy the nanny was all made up and all that other stuff. So they know she done it, and I think everybody else does too. So.
I think, too, I think most people believe it. There's a lot of people that called America Tonight that didn't think that. Remember, at the trial, they suggested that there was this accidental drowning, which was ridiculous. And yeah. So now there's going to be a second part of this. The first part of the interview aired on Tuesday. The second part airs on Wednesday. Who knows what comes out of that one? And, you know, one thing that Dr. Phil supposedly does is he drills it down to it's somebody is responsible for Kaylee. So I would assume that in the end something's going to come out there. I don't know. But one thing that he opened his interview with is he asked if they believe their daughter was involved in the granddaughter's death. That's how he started the show and asked the question.
Yeah, they danced around the answer.
Exactly. Spin. Yeah, the art of spin, even to the Anthony family, since they've been in court and dealt with reporters and everything else, they're schooled in that same way of speaking, so you're right. And that's why the seizure thing. Oh, she could have been, she could have been unconscious and, she might have had muscle contractions, you know, whatever. Muscle contractions? Give me a break.
Yeah. I don't believe none of that stuff.
I don't either.
Anyway, we can put we got room in your dungeon for that Michelle Bachman, put her in there. She's attacking Rick Perry about taking money from the drug companies and all that, but she seems to get by her government subsidies, you know? So, she should be.
Well, that's easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's easy to just accuse the other guy of doing it when you're doing it yourself.
Yeah.
The thing about Perry, and that had to do with that human papilloma virus, the vaccine for that, and the fact that he had the executive order, so he couldn't deny that, and it's an easy thing to go after him for. And there was a connection to Merck with somebody that worked for him. But he did say, and this is true, I double-checked on this. I knew it would have been true. He wouldn't have said it. But he got $5,000 from Merck in a campaign contribution. So he didn't get, you know, he's right. He's got a war chest of millions, and he got $5,000. I mean, you know, the fact is you can connect the dots to them, but still, $5,000, it does make it sound like he got, you know, $1 million somehow from the corporation. Yeah.
What she tried to lay it on, like he got millions of dollars. But anyway, no matter. The public is already handing Obama the next election. They're going to vote down his job bill. So all he's got to do now is say, well, I try to create jobs, but the Republicans want to give the millionaires their tax cut, tax breaks. So you can't have a job. They need to suck themselves.
Yeah.
They said it won't work. How do they know it won't work if they don't try it? Well, they all go out there and let him try it. If it fails, they jump all over him more.
You know, so, you are the great defender on this show, Rick, of the president.
Well, common sense. I mean, if I know the guy's going to fail, I'd say, well, go right in. Show that it did fail, you know. And I'd say, well, I told you so, you know. Now his plans work, so we can beat him in election time. But don't
well,
give
I
a chance to fail.
Well, I think already the stimulus, there were lots of failures in that stimulus, and I think that it was easy to lump this in and say, okay, and I did it too, because I believe that. The first one didn't work out. Now you're asking for another one, and what do you do, though? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. the problem here is there's going to be cherry picking. It's never going to go all the way through, and there's not going to be cooperation because this is our politics. We're in the middle of an election. Hey, Rick, thanks. We're going to fly out to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, your last caller is defending Obama, just like a lot of people on the left will, and I have no problem with them defending if they believe it, but let me explain to you something. I gave the same information to Alan Combs, because I listened to him his show before I listened to you, and when you give detailed information and you're going to defend the president, there's only so much they want to hear, and that's it, and he's like, well, what's your point? The point is, it really should lead to impeachment, but let me just say this, because I don't really have a lot of time. During Dalal Issa's committee hearings, which the New York Times ran a hit piece on Issa saying how rich he is, they were trying to throw it off base, saying, oh, he's made, he's a multimillionaire and all his contracts and everything. They did that on purpose against Dalal Issa. During his committee hearings, he had in front of him a Phoenix special agent in charge, a guy named William Newell. William Newell was questioned by Raul Labrador, who was a Republican from Indiana, and he asked him, it was a starting revelation that Labrador, when he turned his attention to Newell and asked whether Newell talked to anybody in the Obama administration, and he spoke to Kevin O'Reilly, who is the Obama administration's National Security Council. He's on that council.
Right.
So when you ask if Napolitano knew about this, and she said, there's no way that she didn't know. There's no way that Eric Holder didn't know. The problem is, people are lying, and we have to remember the ultimate victim here was Brian Terry, the Border Patrol agent, and other guns have been found at crime scenes all over the country. So when I give this information, I don't think I was too confusing. Was I, Kate? You see,
no.
Because the idea that this right-wing or people that are right-wing, I'm not right-wing, it doesn't matter what I am, that we don't know
right.
What we're talking about, it's not true. They just don't. They have a narrative they want to stick with, and no matter what this president does, from the people that are killed in Libya to continuing the wars to doing this with the guns, and then people that have the hubris of Napolitano and Holder to say that I'm insulted, I didn't know about this. They had to know about it because they're trying to take our Second Amendment freedoms away from us. The State Department knew about it, and it just goes on. The U.S. Attorney Burke in Arizona, he quit, and it was something else going on with him with the medical marijuana, which we'll get into another time. That's another reason why he quit, because he didn't want to come after the medical marijuana people. But the problem is, we give promotions to the ATF. This lying, this cheating, this dastardly going on is one of the reasons I believe that the largely Jewish folks in District 9, Anthony Weiner's OC, elected Wilson. Can you? This is such a wake up call to this administration that a Catholic named the Catholic guy could get elected in Weiner's old seat is absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And we'll talk tomorrow. Thanks, babe.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It is a stunning thing that happened with all the controversy over Weiner. I don't think the Democrats were planning on losing that seat, and they did, as Mark just said. That shows you, ooh boy, it might not be such an easy step to do a repeat performance here. Any thoughts on the show, please send them to me. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and bada bing, you're in.